Good morning. A blessed Lord's Day to all of you this morning. Thank you for joining us as we gather here to hear God's word and to receive his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. A couple of announcements to make. First of all, it looks like Evening Circle is having a brief meeting following service. So if you are part of Evening Circle, plan to meet right after church today. Also, I would like to announce next Sunday, we will be having our fifth Sunday fellowship. So if you following our Bible study, we will have, of course, a meal and then time to play games and sit around and enjoy fellowship. Also then, Saturday, June the 6th, is going to be our fundraiser. There are plenty of opportunities for you to help out with that, either through volunteering with some of the work that needs to be set up and take down, and then also providing some of the things for that meal. So if you have any questions about that, please see Joyce Vogt, and she will give you all the information you need. As we gather this morning, as we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, before we join in singing our opening hymn, let us greet each other in peace.
Good morning.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave
the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable on this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you all. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord fills the world, alleluia. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly, alleluia.
Away our sin, O Lord, we beseech you to hear our prayer. We pray that the Holy of Holies through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. To God on high. Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us.
let us pray. O God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day, by the same Spirit, to have a right understanding in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the day of Pentecost is written in the book of Genesis, chapter 11. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its tops into the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down there and confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is written in the Acts of the Apostles, the second chapter. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were all bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others mocking said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel, 'And in the last days it shall be, God declares that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male and servants and female servants. In those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you these before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Yeah.
says, Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Tower of Babel, which we heard in our Genesis reading from the Old Testament, is one of those cool Bible stories that you learn about in Sunday school. It's simple and it's understandable. The people at that time, all speaking the same language, decided to build a tower with its top in the heavens to make a name for themselves. God, on the other hand, decides that's not a good idea, and so he confused their languages so that they could no longer speak to one another. The building project stopped. The Lord dispersed the people over the face of the earth, and that's how all the different languages of the earth came to be. But if this is all we get out of this story, we actually haven't understood it. Because as Jesus taught his disciples after the resurrection, the Bible isn't just giving us cool information, like how all the different languages came to be. The Bible is all about Jesus. And so we need to try to understand how this story that we heard in the Old Testament text teaches us about Jesus. And then it will be more than just a cool story. It will be a helpful one. It will actually be a saving one. But in order for us to see Jesus in this text, we need to first look at what God said about this project. He said this is only the beginning of what they will do, and nothing that they purpose to do will now be impossible for them. Or in other words, they will think that they can do anything. They will think that they can do everything. They will think that they do not need God. Perhaps put another way, rather than waiting for the deliverance of God in his own timetable, people decided that they would take matters into their own hands. Barely a few generations after the flood, and already the people were seeking to be their own savior. Engineering, science, and a bit of ingenuity is all the help they would think they need to save from death and to reach heaven. Which sounds very much like the way that many people think today. We can do it. There's nothing impossible, we are told. We hold it in our hand. We hold in our hands computers that are amazingly powerful, and they can connect us to people all over the world. We are doing things today our ancestors never dreamed of doing. Surgeons transplant organs. Medical technology has created artificial limbs, and 3D printers are printing out replacement body parts. Mankind seems to keep improving and getting better. We know more now than ever before. It seems as if the dream of Babel is becoming a reality, even with our mixed up languages. But we must ask ourselves, is this really true? Sure, science and technology are advancing, and new discoveries are being made, but are we better off? Yes, computers connect us, but they also separate us. People are living longer, but not necessarily living better. We may not be living with an infectious plague, but we are plagued with sickness and cancer. We can medically treat premature babies like never before, but they are being killed in the womb like never before. And so are we really better off? And then there's the issue of death. Some people deny it, and some people hasten it. Some people postpone it as long as they can. But we're all going to die, one day sooner or later. And no tower, no achievement, No name we make for ourselves can stop it. In fact, that name we make for ourselves will be just chiseled into our tombstone. That is the trajectory of the people in the land of Shinar who built that tower. And so he stopped them, and he stopped them to help them, to save them from themselves. He stopped them and scattered them so that one day he could gather them around a different tower and give them what they needed, what no tower in heaven could or effort a man could give them, and that is a way to life, a true way to himself. And that's exactly what we've been celebrating over the last 50 days, the East season of Easter, that Jesus has provided that one single way to reach the heavenly places. Not by a tower into the skies, but by a cross. And not by man, but by God. The unbridgeable gap between earth and the heavens has been bridged. As God and man in one flesh, in one person, the sin that separated us from our Father in heaven has been atoned for by Jesus' death. And the death that robs us of life has been overcome in his resurrection. Again, this is Easter. But still, that was not enough. The tower of the cross has been built by God, but we need to be gathered back to it and around it. For the peace of mind and peace of heart that we need someone to teach us about that tower, to point us to the cross and to Jesus. We need the sin and idolatry in our hearts to be overcome, that we not be like the people building the tower and trust in what we can do, but rather we need to repent, to confess, and to turn away from that and trust in the one who bridged the gap for us, in Jesus, and correctly believe that nothing is impossible for him. And so we need a helper. And that is what today, Pentecost, is all about. It is about the helper, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in Jesus' name. The Spirit who will teach us about Jesus and point us to Jesus, and give us the peace of heart and peace of mind that comes with the forgiveness of sins and the promise of life that not even death can end. The gifts that Jesus won for us on the cross are now given to us by that helper, the Holy Spirit. And so he has gathered us here today in the midst of a world that is fraught with danger, that is steeped in sin and trouble and change. There is much to be fearful and worried about. And he has gathered us here today around the cross that is planted here on this altar. For here flows from this place the body and blood that hung upon the cross, and the body and blood that then rose from the dead, that receiving this gift, our body, to rise from the dead to life again, finally and fully free from all that troubles us here, fully at peace in Jesus. And so by teaching us of the past and giving us confidence for the future, we can deal with the present and know that whatever is happening is not such a big deal after all. The world may be going crazy with its politics, its political correctness, its divisiveness. New kinds of wickedness and evil are being invented every day. And there are false gods aplenty. But none of that can win. None of that can conquer a child of the Father in Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit. Our God has conquered all our foes and has provided us with a sure and certain future. We may not know how we will get to the future or the twists and the turns in the road ahead. We may not see the challenges and the obstacles that we face, but we will get there. We have our Lord's promise. So there is peace, for we have certainty in our Lord. And we can rejoice, for we are not on our own, but we do have the Helper, the Holy Spirit. And so as we heard at the end of our gospel today, rise, let us go from here. Let us live. For Jesus has gone to the cross, and he has defeated sin and death for us there. And the promised Holy Spirit is still being poured out and still working and still gathering people to Jesus through the Word of God. The Word is still being preached, and the Word is still being joined to the waters of baptism. The Word, along with the bread and wine, still delivers us the body and blood of Christ. The Word through which the Helper is teaching you, forgiving you, and pointing you to the tower of the cross is still being proclaimed. So let us go there. Let us find our hope there. There is your confidence. There is your peace. For your loving Father has given you the benefits of what Jesus has done on the cross. And he sends the Holy Spirit that you may find joy and peace and hope in the one event that has changed the world, the event of the cross. And it is there that you have forgiveness and you have life and you have salvation. And so we say, thanks be to God that he has given us this precious thing. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and the boldness of thy free spirit. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we pray that you would bless this, our offering, that here in this place, through the proclamation of your word and the working of the Holy Spirit, that all who would hear the gospel of Christ Jesus and him crucified for their sins would come to faith and repentance and the joy of everlasting life. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their need. This morning in our prayers, we rejoice with thanksgiving in the gift of a child given to Noah and Abby Steele, Warner Dean, a boy born on the 21st of May. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give thanks for all your goodness and bless you for the love that sustains us from day to day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, for your Holy Church, for the means of grace, for the lives of all faithful and just people, and for the hope of the life to come. Help us to treasure in our hearts all that you have done for us, and enable us to show our thankfulness in lives that are wholly given to your service. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, save and defend your whole church, purchased with the precious blood of Christ. Strengthen your faithful people through the word and holy sacraments, making them perfect in love, charitable in all good works, and fervent in prayer, to establish in them the faith once delivered to the saints. Grant wisdom and heavenly grace to all pastors and to those who hold office in your church, that by their devoted service, faith may abound in your kingdom increase. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, preserve our nation in justice and honor, and that we may lead a peaceable life with integrity. Grant health and favor to all who bear office in our land, especially the President and Congress of these United States, the Governor and the Legislature of this state of Nebraska, and to our local administrators and mayor, and to all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Help them to serve this people according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon this nation. Grant us a long memory to recall those who gave the full measure of devotion to your country, to our country's peace and security. Bring to mind the sacrifices of those who served faithfully until death in the protection of our freedom and in the defense of our land. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, take from us all hatred and prejudice and give us the spirit of love and order our days in your peace. Prosper the labor of those who work to bring peace and justice to the nations of the world. We remember those who serve us in the armed forces, especially Todd, Angela, Jacob, Madison, Kyle, and Damon, that they and all who serve may do so with honor and integrity. We also pray that you protect and defend those who protect and defend us here at home, especially our police and emergency workers, that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives in godliness and honesty. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, we praise you for the gift of human life. We pray that you would look favorably upon expectant mothers, especially Kirsten and Katie. Grant that throughout their time of pregnancy, that mother and child may be kept safe from harm and danger, and that you may be glorified in the giving of life. And Lord, this day we thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed. We thank you and praise you for the gift of life that you have bestowed upon Noah and Abby with the birth of a baby boy. We pray that you would send your holy angels to shield and protect this child from all harm of danger and danger of body and soul. Preserve him according to your good pleasure until that day when he is brought to the waters of holy baptism, receive the washing of rebirth and the renewal by the Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, our time is in your hands. Look with favor upon those who celebrate birthdays this week. We especially remember Marion. Strengthen her trust in your goodness and bless her with your abiding love all the days of her life. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, by your word and Holy Spirit, comfort all those who are in sorrow, those who are in need, those who are sick or facing adversity. We especially remember our homebound and shut-ins, Eldine, Janine, Audrey, Bev, Benny, Lenora, Fenil, Margaret, and Lois. So also we pray for Isabel, Stacy, Dwayne, Nick, Karen, Lana, Mark, Dan, and Samantha. These and all whom we name in our hearts this day. We pray that you would be their comfort and their strength, that you would relieve them of their pain, that you would guard them from all danger and restore them to health according to your good and gracious will. But most certainly we pray that you would grant them the full measure of your love for them in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, Holy Father, here in this place you open the gate of heaven, for according to Christ's words, your Son is bodily present with us in the sacrament of this altar. Bring us in repentance and faith to eat and drink worthily at his supper this day, and through its forgiveness and healing, that we put off the old self and be renewed in true righteousness and holiness. Lord, in your mercy, all these things and whatever else you know that we need, we pray that you would grant to us, dear Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended above the heavens and sitting at your right hand, poured out on this day the promised Holy Spirit on his chosen disciples. For all this, the whole earth rejoices with exceeding joy. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Let us pray. We give thanks to Almighty God that you have refreshed us through the salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.